What's up, Wildling? Sean here from the Sean vs. Wild podcast. I'm coming at you red hot from the House of Brock. Say hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
As you may have recognized, that was Joe Brock. He's the man responsible for turning the knobs and booping the dials and pressing the switches and just generally making sure that every mistake that I make is covered up. So right off the bat, I'm going to show my genuine appreciation for him at the top of the sode. Thank you, Joe. And as always, thank you guys and gals for tuning into the show. Today is a big day for me because it is episode 5. I can't believe it. 5 is kind of a special number for me. I was born on May 5th, which is 5-5, Cinco de Mayo. 5 seems to be a lucky and reoccurring number in my life. So here's to hoping that today's episode is the biggest one yet. The past month has been absolutely amazing for me and for this little idea that I had to do a podcast, to do something that was different and out of my comfort zone. So I couldn't be more proud of how it's turning out and the confidence that I've gained from doing the show and putting myself out there. And I could not have done this without you guys. So thank you so, so much. And speaking of fives, if you like the show, then why not give it a 5-star rating on iTunes? Don't have iTunes? Check it out on SeanVersusWild.com, Stitcher, Facebook, Podcast Addict, wherever you get your podcast fix. Sean versus Wild is there. And if it's not there, it must be some seriously hip underground shit that I don't even know about yet. So message me and let me know, and I'll put the show on there too. And on today's episode, we've got a guest that definitely puts the wild in Sean versus Wild. She's absolutely perfect for this show. You may know her for being a comedian on TMZ, or for her many commercial and music video spots over the past year or so, or for just being the loud, in-your-face front woman for K-Day and the Rad Shafts. It's none other than K-Day herself on the Sean vs. Wild podcast today. She was kind enough to sit down with me not once, but twice, as you will hear me explain, due to some technical issues with the phone call on our first try. There was a bad connection or a bum cable or a loose wing nut or a problem with the rotary or, I don't know, somewhere along the line there was an issue. But I assure everyone it has been remedied for future episodes that require or feature call-in guests. It's definitely a new medium for me, and I'm just learning week to week, and mistakes will be made. So thank you, K-Day, for your patience. And before we get started, allow me to preface the show by saying this one is definitely NSFW, not suitable for work. So if you're at work and you have this podcast hardwired in and you're blasting it over the loudspeakers, you know, maybe you work at Ovation or Circuit City and you got this mother father cranked, well, you're going to want to cease and desist and put on your headphones right now. I'm not going to be held responsible for the termination of your employment. K-Day is honest, and she doesn't pull any punches, which is what I love about her. So keep that in mind. And just to wrap up my intro here, I want to say that these are wild times that we're living in. We have a lot of big things going on in the world right now, and everyone's just trying to find their way. I want to leave you with an inspirational quote from two of my favorite philosophers from the past, the present, and the future, and that is simply, be excellent to each other and party on, dudes. All right, guys, that's it for me. Headphones on, hit the music, and let's get wild.
My name's K-Day. I like to be a witch, and I cast spells on people.
That sounds fantastic to me.
I'm watching a movie, and I have a fur blanket.
Fantastic. K-Day, what movie are you watching?
Spring Breakers.
Did you like that movie? I've heard a lot of people talk about it, but I haven't seen it yet.
I fucking love it.
Do you? I heard Riff Raff was supposed to be like James Franco's character in it originally or something like that.
James Franco, yeah, is kind of playing Riff Raff in a way. And I think he does a great job at it. I think people think it's stupid or fucking stupid.
I feel that.
Well, K-Day, it makes me want to rob people.
K-Day, how's your day been today?
I haven't done shit.
You haven't done shit? Fantastic. Well, I appreciate you giving me a second chance to be on the show. For those of you listening, K-Day and I have already done an interview, but due to faulty cable somewhere down the line. It didn't sound as hot, and I can't do that to K-Day. I love K-Day too much, so I got to make sure her interview is crisp and clear. So she decided to be cool enough to do a second interview. Maybe that first interview, what do you think, K-Day? Do you think I should just, like, put it out just for, like, funsies, like special features?
Destroy it. Destroy it. No, I'm just joking. I don't know.
Just destroy it.
Am I being recorded now?
Yes, you're being recorded right now.
You know what's weird is that, Sean, this is the second time you've called me whenever, like, I just got done masturbating.
K-Day, maybe I just have a sixth sense. But you know what? I told you earlier today, I was like, I'm going to call you roughly 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
No, but, like, I just got really horny. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay, anyway.
All right, so, K-Day, yeah, how's everything been going for you? What's been up lately?
Nothing. I actually just had a meeting about my music video for my song Exclusive. I just had a meeting about it. It's going to be really fucking cool. It's going to be pretty crazy. I can't wait.
Can you give out any exclusive deets?
That it's going to not be, like, just a party scene, that there's, like, a script for it, and we're going to have a casting call for, like, a hot guy, and we're going to tape the casting call of me, like, kissing these dudes and stuff, just, I don't know, kind of like Johnny Drama and Entourage.
Fantastic.
I want, like, a buff-ass dude for my boyfriend in the video.
You should hit up some of those connections from that WWE commercial that you did.
No, not that kind of buff. Like, no.
For those of you listening, K-Day did a commercial for WWE. That's why she's my absolute favorite, because I love wrestling so much. Can you tell everybody?
I love wrestling.
Just tell them about how awesome of a day you had shooting for WWE.
Well, Sean would have had a better time than I did. But no, I got to be on the commercial, and I told Sean before that. I saw this guy, and can I tell that story about Sheamus?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, so, like, this guy, I didn't know who Sheamus was. I don't watch wrestling. The only wrestling that I've seen is, like, Mankind and, like, Goldust, like, back in the day. And so I was like, yo, do you do this a lot? And he's like, do what? And I'm like, act. Like, he's just, like, looks at me, and I was like, whatever, stick mohawk bra. And, like, it was wrestler Sheamus. Like, I didn't even know. I saw him throw a guy into, like, fake glass, like, 3 times. That was cool.
Yeah, into, like, a jukebox or something, you were saying.
Yeah, and I told you, I am one of the goat people in the commercial, too. I have a mask, and I'm, like, a goat. Cult.
Yeah, like, from the Wyatt family, you have, like, a sheep mask on or something like that, right?
Yeah. And they gave us kerosene lamps, and we couldn't stay out of the mask. And it was like 4 a.m. And I thought we were going to catch on fire and die. I was actually hoping to, so I could get, like, the money out of it.
Yeah, just get some of that McMahon money. Kata, you should. Yeah. I kept trying to get you to watch wrestling over the summer. You would love wrestling. You would love just the fanfare, I think.
I think I would be good at it, too. Like, I would be like, I would call myself the Crusher or something.
I call myself the Trash Man because I eat trash.
Okay, so for those who are listening, we played a lot of Fuck Kill Mary this summer on tour. I went on tour with Sean and the boys of Aha Baby, yeah. And we played a lot of the game Fuck Kill Mary, and I said that I would fuck Danny DeVito over Sean.
And kill
really
me,
upset.
Yes. And that was a heartbreaker. And on my Facebook, too, you know what? I'm going to bring this up because on my Facebook, you posted that video. It's like, I choose him over you. And it's just like the most disgusting video of Danny DeVito as Frank Reynolds.
It really is. I was Frank Reynolds for Halloween this year. I was Danny DeVito for Halloween. I did a show in Brooklyn, and I sang His Name is Paul in Exclusive as Frank Reynolds, Danny DeVito, and I had a toe knife, and I was dropping Magnum condoms. I was really trying to get laid in that bald cap.
Oh my gosh. What is your favorite episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Okay, let me think. I love the episode The Gang Dines Out, and I really like the new season, Being Frank, where it's like it's Frank. It's his vision of life. Like, it's ridiculous. Because I kind of feel like I'm kind of crazy like that.
Ever since you showed me the episode where they get on the Family Feud show, that's been my favorite. Show me
the
Dragon.
Family Feud one. Yeah, Show Me Dragon. That one is fucking funny. Yeah, that's a really good one.
And speaking of It's Always Sunny, when are we going to do the Wade Boggs challenge? That's the real question.
Oh, fuck you. Because the entire tour, I wanted to play this game where we could see how many people drank the most beer. They're all like, oh, we'll put you under the table, K-Day. But let's be honest, throughout the tour, me and Kevin drank the most beer for sure. Kevin, you owe me fucking money.
Tell the audience about the time in San Jose when Kevin accidentally, or I don't know what, you know, it could have been just a misconception, but what happened the time that you had a very large
beer tab? At the bowling alley?
Oh, yes, at the bowling alley.
Okay, so this dude, we're at this venue and they're playing the show, and I say, you know, my card's open, you can have like a drink or like a beer on me. Next thing I know, and I'm selling these boys merch too, and
you were doing the good
thing. I know
you're fighting the good fight.
Next thing I know, I go up to this man lady, like, she was a lady, but she looked like Mac's mom from Always Sunny. Like,
she did,
very nice lady, but she looked like she smelled like cigarettes. You know what I mean? She looked like she would work in a bowling alley.
That's for sure.
And she said to me, well, your tab is like $130-something. I was like, what in the fuck? Like, no, I didn't drink that much. I know I didn't. Because I was trying to be kind of good that day until later on when you got mad at me. But anyway, Kevin drank so much of my tab, $137 tab. So we convinced this man lady to let me give her a lap dance. And I gave this woman a lap dance.
Thorough.
Our bill.
A thorough lap
went
dance.
Down, a real lap dance. And our bill went down from $137 to like $30. So the power of the K-Day is real.
Yeah, that's true. You're a great person to have in a pinch. I'm sorry that so much of that tour went so incredibly different than how we thought it would. We broke down.
Yeah, it was very interesting.
Yes, we had quite a few breakdowns. We had a personal, but our vans. The van broke down.
Personal breakdowns, van broke down, definitely all of those.
But
you know what's crazy? My favorite place, I think, though, one of the favorites was in Idaho.
Man, I actually just saw one of the girls, that girl that we played with or whatever, is a friend of mine on Facebook, and she posted a photo from Boise, Idaho. And I was just thinking earlier today, I was like, man, I really enjoyed Idaho. I never thought I would.
We had a great, I was throwing horseshoes.
Oh, yeah, that's
like, I don't even know. Rivals pulled up, and I'm like, hey, Nick, you want to play horseshoes with me? It was weird.
It was a great place, and we sold like $200 in merch before we even played, all because we decided to just go to the bar.
Just go there first.
Because
yeah.
Idaho was covered in flies. Remember we went
to that
Walmart, and it was just covered in flies, and we're like, well, we have to go to this
flies,
bar.
Bro. Like, I literally fucking hate flies. I really don't like them.
And anything could have been better.
I forgot about DP Conroe. I missed his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Old DP.
DP, if you're listening. DP, shout out to you, buddy. I'm going to have to have you on the show.
Those riffs. Those
Your riffs.
Riffs.
Your riffs. Those Your riffs are sick.
Those sick riffs. Oh, that was fun, though.
But, yeah, I loved Idaho, too. But, yeah, we actually, you know, we had some adventures, but you're a great person to tour with, though, because, you know, where else are you going to, you know, go to Idaho and throw horseshoes? Where else are you going to go and get a special magic crystal rock when you're broken down in the side of the road in Wyoming? Which,
hey, and I'm sorry I lost you.
I found her on the beach somewhere in California, a beautiful green broken glass bottle, just like on that episode of Always Sunny where they go to, what? Where do they go? Atlantic City?
The Jersey Shore.
The Jersey Shore, yes.
Oh my god! But I was totally sweet, dude, during this tour. I was totally. Is this like an Always Sunny podcast?
Yeah, I think it just turned into an Always Sunny podcast because that's
really
our biggest thing.
It is. But I was their sweet D. Like, god damn it, bitch!
You were the sweet D.
I am. It's weird because in my real life, I'm Dennis. It really isn't always like that, but no, like I'm like manipulative and like I'm like the top dog in my real life. So
you're the sweet D on tour. You're the Dennis in real life, but you aspire to be the Frank.
Yes, that's me being by myself.
Slash Helga Pataki slash Dixie Kong.
Hey, yes, I have a Helga Pataki tattoo, and it's because I always like guys, and I'm really mean to them.
That's perfect.
Speaking of exes, I have an album.
Wait, what a segue. I like what you know what?
What
you should have your own
segue.
Podcast. That was a great segue. K-Day, the K-Day podcast hour, I would subscribe.
Dude, can I tell you something? These guys, these comedians, I went back to my old comedy club yesterday. And these comedians were like, God, it's fucking K-Day, bro. It's fucking K-Day. And I was like, hey. Like, I was kind of, like, on a date, too. So it was, like, kind of awkward. They're like, you don't even see you in fucking ever. Like, they were really
It was
ridiculous.
The most New York greeting you've ever heard.
It's insane. Like, their comedians are out of control. And they look at my date, and they're like, what, last time I saw K-Day, I was trying to get a drink for an hour. I ended up drinking for 12 hours. And I was like, this is going well. Like, and they're like, you want to be on our podcast, bro? I was like, anything to get this conversation to stop.
Sure, whatever you say. Just please leave. Please leave right now.
Fuck away from me so I can get laid tonight. Yeah.
So, needless to say, it probably worked, and your date thought you were a total celebrity.
Oh, my God. He knows who I am. Like, shut the fuck up.
So, K-Day, you got a
it
brand...
It did make me look a little boastful. Like, I don't know. Okay, keep going.
I was going to say, let's get down to a little bit of business. You've got a new album that's out. It's called X's. It's on iTunes. It's on Bandcamp. Trust me, I know, because I accidentally bought it twice. I didn't accidentally. I did it on purpose. I purposely bought it twice.
You love it that much.
I loved it that much. I bought it twice. I have to make sure that I have it in all formats, so that way it is playable on this podcast.
Yes.
So,
but
it's awesome. I love it. I mean, me personally, I mean, I have like a small, tiny bit of involvement in it, but I just love it anyway. And everybody that I've played this for is like, this is the catchiest, most punk rock thing I've heard in forever.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I wanted to stop acting for a while and I just wanted to do music. And I reached out to one of my idols, Craig Owens. And he ended up producing all four songs for me, and it's pretty awesome. It was like a dream come true working with him. It was really cool.
The album turned out absolutely fantastic, and it was pretty cool. I mean, we got to, you know, pack up the van and go up to Michigan. And
yeah, I invited Sean and Blake to come up there, and it was really fun. And me and Sean, what did you drink? The orange cream sodas?
Oh, yeah. We decided that we were going to get hard root beers and orange cream sodas, like rock stars, to celebrate.
Yeah, because it was a really cool recording session. And, like, and Born of Osiris, who just released a new music video today, and it's really awesome. Watch it. They were in the same studio as us recording and in the same hotel room. And we got to hang out with them and drink with them. And now they're some good buddies of mine. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, isn't that awesome when just, like, paths cross and, like, the stars align and everything just comes together and you hang out with some, like, people that become friends for, your like, the rest of your life that you just randomly meet?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy because it's, like, if we hadn't recorded that day, I would have never met Born of Osiris, and I would have never seen them in New York, and I would have never met people from Sumerian Records and, like, all these other bands, like, and Max. Like, it's pretty crazy, like, how you can meet all these people from one person. It's pretty cool. I'm really thankful to know Craig, and his rap, it's not rap, his R&B stuff is pretty good. He was over here in Brooklyn
in December, and I went to his show, and it was pretty. It was really fun.
That's awesome.
I met Marina City.
Oh yeah,
that band too. They're really cool guys. Also, yeah.
Well, and I actually just sitting down, and I never really had been too familiar with like Chiodos or Craig Owens before, and being able to actually sit down, meet with them, have a conversation, and like we talked about like our favorite movies and documentaries and podcasts, and you know, him just saying,
yeah, he said that Sean would be good at it, and now look at you, Sean.
I know that really did kind of inspire me. I was like, well, dang, if this Craig Owens guy says it's a good idea, then it must be a good idea, and he would know.
Yeah, well, Friday Night Lipstick, Saturday Shit Thick. Whenever we were in the studio, one of my lines in the song Vegas Law, it's a song about how I got married when I was 22 in Vegas. And one of the lyrics is Friday Night Lipstick, Saturday Shit Thick. It's probably the most punk part of it, of my album.
Of any song ever.
Definitely. Yeah, it's really punk. It's real punk. And I say it over and over, and like no one wanted to say it. I'm like, just say shit, dick. And
yeah,
they
we just like kept
just going around it and stuff. Yeah, it was a hard session for me to keep it straight. But I think I nailed it.
Of like, all the lyrics, and you get that Freudian slip where Craig said something like, "Yes, go back to where you said cotton candy clit."
Cotton candy clit.
Like, those are not the actual lyrics. I hope you know that.
It's cotton candy kiss, blue bubble gum. And then he thought it was cotton candy clit. Because I fucked these boys up so bad, like, with my disgusting mind and terrible references, that they just start becoming, like, gross.
We just didn't see it coming, K-Day, you know? So.
Cotton candy clit. That's disgusting, dude. But yeah, Sean and Blake helped me in the studio for two of the songs, High and Dry and Vegas Law, yeah.
Yeah, Vegas Law. And I think that the recordings, both what I was a part of and what I wasn't a part of, turned out awesome. It's one of my favorite albums, one of my favorite just songs, like albums to jam to. I've been jamming to it in my car. And yeah, I'm going to actually play a single here, your upcoming single that you were talking about, you're making the video for. It's called Exclusive. And before I do that, do you want to give the audience just a little idea of maybe what Exclusive is about?
Yeah, Exclusive is about me and this guy who's a piece of shit. And we were in a really bad relationship, and I went to jail because of him.
You went to jail? Okay, forget the song for a second. I will come back to the song. You got to tell me all about life in the big house.
Okay, I can't say what I did legally, and if my family's listening, I'm sorry. But when I was in jail,
you were in federal prison.
No, I was in federal prison. They call it the Tombs of New York. You were in federal prison.
Like, you are in federal prison.
You had an orange jumpsuit. Oh, my God. So I was like the blonde girl in there, and I was the only white blonde girl. And he's like, oh, why does that matter, Kate? It matters. It does. In New York, the Tombs. And so they all picking on me. And I was like, well, I'm a comedian, aren't I? Like, I used to be one. So I better make these girls laugh or I'm going to get eaten or, like, get my ass kicked. Like, I'm badass enough to say that I have gotten my ass handed to me many times. Like, I get my ass kicked a lot. And so whenever they give you their, like, hard, nasty sandwiches, I just chose, like, the only girl weaker than me, which was, like, this fat crackhead. Like, she wasn't fat. She was, like, fake pregnant. I don't know what was up with her belly. It was a weird belly. And I tried to throw my sandwich away. And she goes, yo, I'm eating for two right here. So I threw my fucking sandwich at her head. So they're like, oh, Katie's got jokes. Katie's got jokes. And I'm like, yeah, don't beat me up. So basically, I harassed a crackhead so I wouldn't get beat up in jail.
And that is...
But,
that's how you became.
That actually has to do with Exclusive, but that's like the underline that no one knows. Unless you listen to this podcast, you'll never know what Exclusive is about.
Exclusive is
about
just all about how K-Day became the most popular person in federal prison.
I am a goddess In the tombs.
In the tombs.
My mug shot was really beautiful, but I can't find it anymore.
I'm surprised it didn't end up on TMZ.
Fuck you. We'll talk about that later. Play my fucking song.
All right, guys. You heard K-Day. What she wants, she gets. So this is exclusive from K-Day and the Rad Shafts.
I'm obsessed with you. That's what he said.
Everybody, that was exclusive from K-Day and the Rad Shafts. What a catchy number, K-Day. You can write a punk pop song, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I write lyrics all the time in my brain. Like, I rap them, and then I turn them into emo
masterpieces.
Pop songs. Yeah.
I just turn them into masterpieces. You were telling
me I've had a lot of fucking heartbreak, so that's why.
You were telling me on the speaking of breaks, you were telling me on the break that you were just watching Rat Race.
Yeah, I love Rat Race. It's a great movie. It's so funny.
Would you say you like it better than Liar Liar?
No, I would say that it's like almost. I would say that I've watched both movies almost the same amount. That's how much I've watched Rat Race.
That's fantastic. This summer, Liar Liar was like the reoccurring theme in our lives.
Yeah.
It was always on when we least we always quoted it, it seemed like, and then randomly it would be on, and then as soon as we got back, it was always on. It was
always on.
Up.
Yeah, like after we got back from the recording studio, Liar Liar was on. When we got back from tour, it was on. Like, it was weird. I humped the brains out, okay? Are you happy?
I humped the brains out, all right? You happy?
Why did you sound from Brooklyn?
Hey, man, that's how he sounds.
He looks so strange. Oh my God.
But so K-Day, go ahead. Well, go ahead.
I just want to let everyone know that, like, I'm single.
Dang, K-Day. You heard it first, guys. It's an exclusive for the Sean vs. Wild podcast. K-Day, super single. And recently out of the pin.
Recently out of the pin? I mean, that was 2 years ago when I went to jail. Oh my God, don't start that rumor.
All right.
Oh my God.
But very single. But K-Day, you are the most fun. You would be a great catch because you're the most fun person to hang around. And you just have like an honest, what you see is what you get attitude with K-Day. You're not going to bullshit anybody, you know?
Yeah, I'm the most honest person in the world.
That's true. And you did honestly tell me that you were good at Donkey Kong Country 2, and I didn't believe you.
That is, okay, yeah, so like...
But that was the honest truth.
Anybody who wants to duel me and like go on a marathon and play Donkey Kong 2, Diddy Kong's Quest on Super Nintendo and see who can beat the game faster, guess what? It's gonna be me. It really is. And I will beat you. I'm the best at that game. So come at me.
I was genuinely, like, you blew me away with, like, how good you were. Like,
I beat the levels in, like, no time. Like, I will beat the bot. Like, I got stuck at one point, but it's because you and DP kept looking at me.
Yep. It's because we were looking at you while you played a video game at my house.
It was pissing me off. So didn't it really make me mad? And I threw your controller, and you're like... Well, thanks, K-Day. It's a vintage controller.
Thanks,
you know?
K-Day.
Can't really buy them anymore.
That's a collector's item there, Cades. Appreciate you. That sounds like something nerdy I would have said, for real, though.
Yeah. For real, though. That's something I say a lot.
So you've got a video coming up for exclusive, but you've got a video out right now for High and Dry, and that's just been blowing up on Facebook and on YouTube. It seems like I see it everywhere.
It has 44,000 views on Facebook right now, so that's pretty cool. Almost 50K.
You're doing Louisville proud here, K-Day.
I am proud. You all had just got back from tour because I had to come back early because I was just, like, not feeling it. Like, I just didn't feel it anymore. So I came back. I'm fucking honest. I was not feeling these people or vibes anymore or being on the bus. I wanted to go home and work on my shit. And so whenever they came back, I basically had, like, a day to get it ready. And I didn't even really get it ready. And we posted on Facebook, like, come to Downtown Spinelli's and bring costumes. At 7 o'clock, everyone gets there and there's no one there, like, at all. And I'm like, okay, I'm a fucking loser. I thought I was, like, popular. I thought I was cool. It wasn't. And then until it's like 7:01, we're filming our first scene where Sean does quote Liar Liar and says, I humped her brains out. And I look to my right and there's like, what? 35, 40 people like coming in.
Yes. Can you?
And I was like,
we filmed
this
that
fucking rock.
We filmed that first scene, and I just remember thinking, like, just minutes after we filmed that scene, there was just 30, 40 people, all in different costumes,
like
bananas,
animal heads, like horse heads, like it was weird. The horse heads, I was like, why do so many people bring horse heads? Like, I'm like, it's so random. Like, there was mascots. There was a guy dressed as a priest.
Yeah.
I've never met before. And he was like, big fan, K-Day. And I was like, look, boys, I have fans.
Yeah. A guy in was he wearing like a leather suit of some sort?
Yeah, there were some people that didn't even talk to me. They were just there to look at me.
Yeah.
There was two people on a date night. They're like, this is our date night. We saw it on Facebook. Hopefully it's okay that we're here. I was like, cool. You'll see me in my underwear. Like, because I like getting naked. Everyone knows that.
There's leopard print suits, beautiful drag queens there.
Oh, Stefonda. Yeah, shout out to Stefonda Peters. If you're in Louisville, go see my girl. So fond of Peters.
But yeah, and so the video is just one big, huge party. And it's, to me, though, that's a K-Day. That's a typical night with K-Day. K-Day, you're the real deal.
Yeah. And like, every night, that's what happens to me.
That's what I love about the video, because I just feel like that's you, honestly. Like, that's an honest portrayal of a typical night with K-Day.
It is. is. You never know what's going to happen with me, and it's not just a fucking thing. Something weird happens to me every day. Like, it does not matter what. Something is going to happen to me, and something is going to find me if it's dramatic or trouble or a party. It'll find me. I don't care if I'm locked on my bed. Something will come here. Even if it's a fucking demon, it'll come here. Like, something, like, I've never had a regular day in my life, and that's why I'm so goddamn crazy now.
Yeah, even our first podcast had something going on with it. Now we have to have a second one.
Exactly, Zebra.
So, but hey, you know, we live, we learn, and every day is a fun learning experience, I guess. That's a lesson for everybody out there listening. If there's any comfort
Great.
In having a weird life, every day is fun.
Great. Awesome. Great.
You're doing awesome. So High and Dry is blowing up, but it's not your only video that you have.
Wait a second. By the way, one more thing about the High and Dry video. Sean is a lady killer in it, and he is a star in it.
Oh, well, thank you.
He had my girls feeding him pizza, and they liked it. They stripped down for it, and he licks those drumsticks like
that's
the licks.
When I saw that video, and the very last part of that video is just me licking a drumstick.
And it shows Caleb in the background. It's so funny.
Sick dude. Stick lick, bruh.
And shout out to Lamar. Yeah. For hooking that video. If it wasn't for Lamar and Chris Amte, Sinelli, and Matt Ray, who's about to have a baby, Matt Ray? That is so fucking crazy.
They're going to have a baby at any point. It's like Panda Watch right
it's
now.
It's so soon. I know. Like, I check. It's so fucking crazy. Sorry. Matt Ray, that's my big brother. I would not be a punk if it wasn't for Matt Ray.
That is
definitely a true fact.
I love Matt Ray. He's went out on with us he did Warped Tour with us one summer, and he's an awesome dude just in general. Yes,
definitely.
So but so High and Dry is doing awesome, but it's not the only video from X's right now. Okay, so you also have a video for His Name Is Paul.
Yes, I do. Sorry, like, am I out of shit on this podcast? Like, can I, like, take
on the pot during? It would be a first, I guess.
I was really going to talk about His Name Is Paul, and, like, my stomach started hurting. Sorry. Okay. Anyways, so, yeah, His Name Is Paul. It's about this one-night stand I had with this Australian dude. And I've never seen him after that. And it was really, it was probably one of, after High and Dry, that was definitely one of the most fun things I've ever done, is film His Name Is Paul. We were all so wasted. It would have been different if I was single whenever I filmed it. I was thinking about that the other day, and I kind of got pissed at myself for holding back.
That you didn't
I
go.
Think it's perfect how it is, but, like, I would have been, like, nastily turning the guy. You know what I mean? Like, the gross, sloppy kisses. Like, and just more gross. Like,
I would have been more gross
back then. Yeah, something nastier. Like, I want to be like Jimmy Papa. Like, my goal in life is for people to think that I am so gross, but you still want to fuck me.
You're just trying. I'm trying to get to that line where it's like, is she hot or is she gross?
Is she a fucking degenerate piece of shit? Yeah.
I'm just trying to get on that level.
Yeah.
Well, the video is about 1 minute of complete chaos, I feel. And I love showing that.
Shout out to John Burke. Shout out to John Burke for wearing my Annie dress and being hilarious.
Burke kills it in the video.
He kills it. And we have so much more footage. I could, like, that we shot for like 3 hours, and it's for a 1 minute video. So it's fucking, it was stupid, but it was really fun. And a lot of it was John Burke. He gave me a doll that day of RuPaul, because I'm a huge fan of RuPaul's Drag Race. I've seen every episode, go to DragCon. And he said, yeah, I found it in the trash, and it reminded me of you. And I think he really did find it in the trash.
I think he really meant it.
I'm pretty positive that he really did find it in the trash.
Have you ever met RuPaul?
Yes, I met RuPaul last May, and I screamed at him. I was so excited. I've never met anyone that I admire that much, I guess, before. Oh, Craig, if you're listening to this, I admire you too. But, like, but yeah, when I saw RuPaul, I just freaked the fuck out. Like, I was like, oh my God, oh my God, I love you, I love you. Ah! Like, I was just screaming in his face, and he was just nervously laughing, like, cackling, like, what the fuck? And I was like, I'm a punk rock singer. You made me want to be a punk. Oh, my God. I fucking love you. And my sister's sitting there like, thank you for changing the world. And I'm like, ah! Just screaming and shit. Like,
that's so funny. Thank you for changing the world. And, like, gave you, like, a really nice heartfelt and answer, and you're just screaming at
and
the poor man.
Fucking yelling. Yeah, and I got him to sign. I'm actually looking at a signed photo right now at my place that he signed for me. It's like one of my prized possessions. I have a few prized possessions. Do you have any prized possessions?
Only that beautiful white crystal that you gave me from the side of the road.
Okay, good. Well, that my prized possessions are like this RuPaul signed picture, and I have this thing called the Prophecy Stone, and like, I can make wishes on it, and, like, things happen, and it's from a meteorite, and, like, it really works.
Really?
100%. I've had it for 4 years now. But you can't make wishes all the time. You have to, like, choose something that really is important.
Hey.
That sounds fucking crazy. So I just want to let you all know I'm fucking a powerful witch, okay?
Would you say that RuPaul is the most important celebrity to you that you've met? Or, like, the one that you're most excited about?
Yeah, but I haven't met Britney Spears yet. Like, when I meet her, I'm probably going to choke her. I love her so much. I'm just probably going to choke the bitch. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm going to go fucking crazy if I meet Britney Spears. I'll go insane. I will go insane. I saw her on 420 this year, and I was talking about this the other day, and I ate a fucking weed chocolate bar, and I went to the Britney Spears show in Vegas by myself on 420, and you would have thought that I was at a fucking Slipknot show or something, the way I was screaming. I was going nuts. There was a Russian couple, like married couple right next to me. And I was like, are you guys fans? And they're like, oh, we're like, oh. And I was just like, well, I fucking love her. So don't ruin the show for me. Okay.
So whatever you do, and, like, don't harsh my vibe, bro. Cause I'm just trying to hang out with Britney Spears.
Don't ruin my vibe. Don't do it. And, the woman was sitting next to me, and they actually switched places because I was getting so crazy, like, next to them. And, like, she's fine, like an angel, like, every time I see you in my dreams. And I'm like, stand! Stand for your queen! It's fucking Britney Spears! Stand! Some people were sitting down. Like, stand the fuck up.
Don't you hate it when you go to a show or something like that, and you're just not as... or you're just, like, way more jazzed about it than the other people around you. It's a buzzkill.
I fucking hate it. It definitely is. I really don't like it. It sucks. But then she came down and turned into the devil, and that's when I just fucking lost it. But I was so high. Whenever I left, I was like, what the fuck? Like, I forgot I was in Vegas. Like, alone. Like, I looked so ridiculous. I had, like, a jacket on that was, like, the Riddler, and I was walking down, like, the Vegas Strip, and people were looking at me like I'm one of those sideshow freaks for money that dress up like characters or something. It was just bad.
Maybe they, at the end of the day, they think, you know, you're part of the whole Vegas experience.
I am. Anytime you're around me, it's the K-Day experience. Batch.
Batch.
But, yeah.
Yeah, but you haven't met Justin Bieber yet either.
I will fuck Justin Bieber one day. The other day, like, I saw Split, the movie Split, last night. It was way too close to home for me to watch. It actually made me really depressed.
I haven't seen it yet. No spoilers, man.
I thought it was good. But, I mean, like, I have split personalities, so, like, it freaked me the fuck out. And, but what was I talking about? Justin Bieber, like, there was, like, some preview about his tour before, and I was, like, so horny in the movie theaters. I looked at my friends and I was like, can I masturbate in here? She's like, no, Kayday, stop it. Like,
I gotta get out of here, guys. I gotta get out of here.
I love Justin Bieber. I fucking love him. But I love Eric Andre more, and me and him are gonna get married.
You like Eric Andre more than you like Justin Bieber. I think that's 100%. Obtainable. I think that's obtainable for you.
Yeah. Well, I've almost sucked his dick like one. God damn it. Like, seriously, there's any girls listening and you think you have a shot with Eric Andre, fuck off.
You don't. Let me tell you that.
Fuck off. Yeah. Die. Like, I love Eric Andre. He's mine.
Y'all about the, yeah, and Eric Andre.
Sorry,
likes,
I was sipping.
Yeah, you're telling me that you tweeted at Eric Andre, right? And he was just like, yeah, pour ranch on me or something, right?
No, I didn't tweet. I said that to him in person in front of 300 people. I stood up in the club and I said, Eric. And like, it was quiet as fuck. And he looked at me like, oh, hi. And I said, will you fuck me on stage and pour ranch all over me? And the crowd started applauding. And he was like, oh, that's my future ex-wife back there. And I was like, I'm fucking serious. But no, I tweeted him the next day, like, are you going to fuck me? Like, are you still in New York? And he just retweeted it and, like, wrote back LOL in my DM.
Oh,
like, it doesn't
DM.
Go down in the DM.
Oh, it's in the DM, yeah. Guys. Well, it's official. You and Eric Andre are going to get married. Make sure I get to come to the wedding.
Yo, you'll be one of my bridesmaids.
Perfect. I think an all-male bridesmaid would be fitting for you.
For sure. Blake can suck it the fuck up and be in my bridesmaid. He can be one.
He would be. I'm not going to lie to you, man. What a beautiful bridesmaid. I'm just being honest with you. I would look like divine out there. I think he could pull it off. If anybody could pull it off, it'd be him.
Flowers. Oh, my God. Yo, like, speaking of Eric Andre, one of my funniest movies of 2016. What do you think it was?
Oh, what do I think it was? I don't know. I didn't see any movies this year, I don't think.
You're dumb.
Maybe
it
Deadpool.
Is Pop Star.
Oh, I did see Pop Star. You're right. You're right. Pop Star was fantastic.
It is so funny. It's hilarious.
What a
and
soundtrack.
Eric Andre actually makes fun of TMZ in there. And it is hysterical. And I loved it. And I loved him even more.
Well, and for those of you that aren't in the know, Kayday was a panelist on TMZ, the television show, for a while.
A comedian.
You know, and you downplay it, but I will tell you what, that's a big deal, I think, for people in Louisville, like, or at least for me, like, when I saw that you were on TMZ, like, I've seen that show, you know, on TV a thousand times, and when I'm like, my friend from where I grew up in a small town in southern Indiana is on TMZ, that's a big deal.
Thank you. You know, like, I'm learning to not talk down to myself as much, and like, yeah, I guess it was pretty okay.
Oh, it's huge.
I was always just looking for something better, though. Like, TMZ, and I really hated the fucking people on there. I really did. Like, I liked the host because he was nice to me and he gave me free Ubers, but you know, like, when you're in high school and you're around people that, like, you know, the group that just doesn't have any friends. Like, I mean, someone who just doesn't. They don't really fit in any group. I felt like all those people just gravitated and got a job at TMZ.
Harsh. But that's...
except for me. But, like, I was the token emo girl. And it was cool seeing myself on TV. But, like, I just knew that it wasn't for me. Like, I am really funny on my own, and I really just wanted to give music a shot. And if, you know what, I fucking fail at it, I can always go back and be a fucking comedian.
Yeah. Well, it's a big deal. And I don't know very many people that would have the guts to move from, you know, like I said, small town Indiana to New York, to LA, back to New York, to live their dream. And, you know, people are going to hate, you know, you're saying like haters here or there, but people are going to hate, but still,
yeah.
A lot of times those people aren't out there doing those, making those big steps that you're out there making.
Yeah, 100%. And you know what? Like,
if you're listening to this and you think that you're stuck somewhere, no, you're not. It's in your head, and just get the fuck out and go.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
go.
The secret, as easy Please. As that. Yeah, just do it.
Yeah. If I can do it, then you can. Like, tell yourself that K-Day is... No, I was about to be so not humble. Never mind. Trash that. Oh, my God. Such a dickhead.
But yeah, if you want something, just get out there and go for it. You're only gonna have to YOLO on this one because you're only gonna live once.
So, oh Jesus!
You're just gonna have to YOLO on this one.
Hey, I was gonna ask you. Actually, have you read The Sandman? Because I told you to read it.
I've been reading The Sandman, actually, because you told me to read it. I'm not all the way done with it, but I'm, like, on, like, the fifth of the trade paperbacks.
Yeah, did you like the fourth one? Seasons of Mist is my favorite one.
Yeah, Seasons of Mist was awesome.
It's fucking dope. If you want a good graphic novel to read, read the fucking Sandman by Neil Gaiman.
Do you love death? Death is my favorite.
I have death tattooed on my fucking arm, bro.
If you were anybody in Sandman, you'd be death.
No, have you met, Delirium?
Oh, I don't know much about Delirium yet. I did meet Delirium
okay.
in Season
well,
of the Witch,
like,
or Season
me
of
in
Mist.
Me in Portland is Delirium. Oh my God, that was fucking crazy.
But yeah,
that was just
you told
insane.
Me to read it, and I definitely got really, really into it. I kind of fell off over the holidays just with reading in general. With everything that I had going on, and now with this podcast, but I fired through like the first five of the trade paperbacks like super quick. Loved them.
Yeah, it's fucking a great read. Oh, dude, do you have any single friends for me?
Oh man, listeners out there, if you are single and if you're interested in K-Day, I want you to comment. I want you to comment or slide into my DMs or her DMs. We're gonna make that happen for you.
I'm thinking about doing a dating show, I guess, like a joking one.
You would be perfect on... You should have your own dating show for sure. Just like...
I know. Like, seriously.
Like, I
like
love
Rock
New York.
Of Love.
Yeah, exactly.
You I would, know. I just need to be on like one more TV show, and then I could probably get my own dating show.
So what's
That's
your
really
life...
That's really all it takes.
Yeah, what... Yeah. What's your life like outside of music? Do you think that you're going to be, like, I don't know, doing more television or anything like that, or doing more of your stand-up comedy?
You know, at the moment, I'm actually going to start getting back into comedy, and I'm going to start doing stand-up again and writing again, like, skits. But I'm really just focusing on making this music video happen. It's not going to be cheap, you know? And, I'm going to be focusing on, like, this new band that I'm trying to get so I can hopefully, like, travel around a couple cities for, like, a small tour this summer.
Yeah. Well, you got to bring the album to the masses because people have to experience K-Day in the flesh. They got to see the devil
exactly.
in the flesh.
Buy my fucking album. If you're listening to this, go buy it right now. Like, what are you doing? Buy it. It's on iTunes, Apple Music, and Spotify, and Bandcamp. Buy it. It's on X's. I'll send you a nudie.
I'll send you a nudie.
Send me the receipt. I'll send you a nudie.
All right, guys. Well, you heard it here first. All right. So a little added incentive. But K-Day, your album X's is on Spotify, Apple Music. It's on Bandcamp because I definitely bought it from Bandcamp also. Very economical.
Thank you.
So, yeah. Well, before we wrap up here, K-Day, do you have anything that you would like to add or anything you would like to plug besides your album? Because I just told everybody where to find that.
Yeah, wait, I wanted to talk about something.
What did you want to talk about?
That, like, about... Well, now I feel weird. Okay, like, I wanted to tell you guys about when I was in the Taking Back Sunday music video.
Oh, snap. Yeah, you know, you've been in quite a few music videos this
I
year.
I have been now. I mean, I'm like, if you, like... I feel like if I ever get, like, really big, people are going to be like, why was K-Day in so many random shit? Like, I'm in two Amity Affliction music videos, and I'm fake crying. That was funny.
I have seen that. You're killing it, though. I believed it. I believed you were sad.
Yeah. The fucking, what's it called? All Time Low was my first music video. And I'm looking like a botch. I'm in a bunch of music videos, but Taking Back Sunday one was the most exciting one because I just got my fucking heart broken. And I get a call, and they're like, hey, do you like Taking Back Sunday, K-Day? I'm like, yeah. Like, this casting agency. And they're like, oh, well, they picked you to be in their music video. And I was like, oh, my God, fuck yeah. Because, like, I used to love them, you know? And so I went on set. And, like, whenever you're an actor, you're not really supposed to talk to the leads unless they talk to you first, you know?
Right.
Like, the bands. But I was like, ah, fuck it. We're in the middle of the desert. Like, what the fuck, you know? So I went up to the lead singer, Adam, and I was like, hey, I don't know if it's inappropriate, but, like, I just got my heart smashed, and I, like, fucking just got broken up with. And I just want to let you know that your albums, like, make me feel a lot better. Like, and he was like, do you want a beer? And I was like, yeah, please. He's like, let me drink with everybody the whole time. It was so fucking cool of them. They were so fucking sweet. It was awesome. And me and Eddie talked about Satan and stuff. Hello, Satan.
did it totally, don't you just like it when you meet somebody and they're awesome? You know,
yeah, they're not a dickhead.
Yeah. Didn't it totally just like meet every expectation you had about them?
Yeah, it's awesome. It was pretty cool.
Would you say that they're...
I wish I could say the same thing about you. No, I'm joking.
I wish I could say the same thing about you in this podcast you're doing here. Would you say that they're better than Brand New now? I know you're a big Brand New fan.
I'm a huge Brand New fan, but, like, Brand New is, like, really pissing me off. Like, I get it. You don't like it when people like you. But, like, people like you. Like, let us like you. You know what I mean? Like, it's just enough. Like, we get it. You don't want to take pictures with us. You don't want anyone to have a conversation with you. But fucking perform more. Like,
what would you say is your favorite album by them or your favorite album of all time?
Well, Josie and Pussycat soundtrack. And definitely, fuck, I don't know, The Devil and the God Are Raging Inside Me.
That's a good one, too. Josie and the Pussycats, though, I have a special place in my heart for that. I am so glad that you brought that up because in my high school days, boy, did I have a crush on Rachel Lee Cook.
I know. I told you I had a crush on Tara Reid. I think I wanted to be her.
I think you succeeded.
Succeeded.
in many ways. Yeah. K-Day, I think you have succeeded in many ways.
Awesome.
All right, guys. Well, with that, that is going to be it for the Sean vs. Wild podcast. Check out K-Day. Her album, X's, is awesome. It is on Spotify. It is on iTunes. It is on Apple Music. It is on Bandcamp. You can check her out on YouTube. You can check her out on Facebook. Am I missing anything there, K-Day, or did I get it all?
My Instagram is Clay K-Day. If you want to see my tatas, go follow me.
And Snapchat, because you're awesome at Snapchat, and I am the worst.
My Snapchat's pretty fucking funny.
Your Snapchat is pretty dro-fire, if you will.
It's crazy, but, like, sometimes I have to delete it in the morning because my alter, like, takes control of it.
Yeah, speaking of your alter taking control, was that your alter in Honduras that I saw on the online?
Yes. I don't want to talk about it. I'm serious. The movie Split really freaked me out.
All right. Well, I'm going to save that for another podcast.
Wow, way to end on a dark note, you fucking dick. Jesus Christ. And by the way, Katie has split personalities.
And by the way, Katie has split personality. All right, everybody. That's
all right. See ya. Justin Bieber, put it in her.
No, K-Day, it's always a pleasure talking to you. You know why? Like I said, you're honest. You're the real deal. If anybody asks you a question, you don't hold back.
Party.
Party. All right, K-Day. Well, I love you very much. I thank you so much for sitting down with me for a second time. I apologize again for the first time not coming out right. But you know what? Like I said, I might release it later on down the line. A little special feature for you, you know?
Okay.
So, but all right, guys. And that's it for Sean versus Wild. You can check me out. I'm at SeanVersusWild.com, iTunes, Stitcher, whatever you get your podcast from. And, yeah, that's going to be it. Me and Katie are just going to sit here and jam the Josie and the Pussycat soundtrack for the rest of the night.
Yeah!
See, we're going to end on a good note there. What's your favorite Josie and the Pussycat song?
I'm a punk rock punk queen, brown paper magazine, hotter than you ever seen. I think it's called Six Whole Hours. I don't know.
You nailed it. All right, guys, that's the end.
Bye.